This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother. My worry now is, how do we abstain from involving in shirk?
That's an excellent question. You see, when you see the danger, when you see there is something absolutely destructive, you try to protect yourself. And the ways to abstain from shirk is, number one, commit yourself to tawheed. Commit yourself to tawheed. And we have learned, what is tawheed? Believing in the strict monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah in His Lordship. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah in His names and attributes. Believing that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah in His divinity and worship. So first and foremost, commit yourself to Tawheed. And that will help you to abstain from shirk. Number one. Number two, understand the gravity of the sin. Understand the gravity of the sin. That is shirk. You see, when you see a fire, you know, nearby you, will you reach there? Will you approach there? If the fire is there in front of your eyes, the fire is right there. Will you go and reach it? No. Will you approach it? You will never. So when you know that is a fire, shirk is nothing but fire because it leads to Jahannam, and the Jahannam is hellfire. When you know the gravity of it, the severity of it, you will do your best to abstain from. When you walk on a very sensitive path, you do all the precautions, you make all the efforts in order that you may protect yourself. And this is the same thing, or even the most important thing. The way for you to be aware of Tawheed, you need to be aware of shirk as well. You need to be aware the severity of shirk. You need to be aware that there is no abode, there is no rescue, there is no refuge if you commit shirk. So second thing is, you need to make sure that you realize the gravity of it. Number three, do the acts of the righteous people. Like for example, the first and foremost example for us to follow is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these righteous people, they help us to realize that this act of shirk is the most heinous crime against Allah. It is the most big insult to an human intelligence. It is the most senseless belief. When you know these things, you will try to abstain from this. Also, there is another way to abstain from shirk, is that you keep a barrier between you and shirk, and that is taqwa. That is God consciousness. Achieve God consciousness within you. The fear of Allah, the love of Allah. You love Allah so much that you can never afford to associate partner with Allah. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most that you are absolutely scared that if you worship anyone with Allah, you will be out there in hellfire. So this love of Allah will help you to keep yourself away from shirk. And this fear of Allah will help you to abstain from shirk. So these are the ways that you can abstain from the worst act, and that is shirk. Hope that answers your questions. Yes, brother.
Brother, you talked about the consequences of practicing shirk as one of the hellfire. Can you give us other more consequences, like when you practice shirk?
Sure. The consequence of shirk, as we have said very explicitly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever associate partner with Allah, he is destined for hellfire. Jannah will be haram for him. So what is left for him? Jahannam. If paradise is forbidden for him, what is left? The hellfire, right? So this is the big consequence that a person faces if he commits shirk. Number two, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taken from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away his mercy from that person who commits shirk. And this we could find even among the Muslims. And the Muslims must be cautioned and must be aware and must be conscious about this grave sin. In any form, in any matter, in any way. Right? So the second consequence is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the mercy from that person who commits shirk. The third consequence is that our life will be unrest. A person who does shirk, internally, psychologically, he will live the life absolutely unrest. Because you see, if you don't have a belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the contrary, as opposed to believe in Allah, you commit shirk, then your mind will always be unstable. Your heart will always be at unrest. You will always be lost. Even though you might have the best of the cars that you want, even though you might have the great wealth, you might have the big villa, you might have the great mansion, you might have everything that you want in this world. But the sakina, the satisfaction, the contentment, the serenity, the peace, the tranquility that any human being would like to have at the cost of anything, that will be lost in that person. Because that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That comes to only that person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third consequence is that his heart will be unrest, because it will be away from the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the consequences which are not easy. These are not fictions. This is reality. You will see a millionaire or a billionaire, he also commits suicide. How would I ask why? He has bungalow, he has cars to drive, he has beautiful mansion to live, he has everything of this world, but still he commits suicide. Because he does not have the greatest treasure in this world, and that is satisfaction. You see, a person, if he is not satisfied internally, no matter how much wealth that you give him, no matter how much, you know, any other materialistic things that you might give him, he will not accept it. Or even if he accepts, he will again miss something which is very most important ingredient, and that is peace in his mind, peace in his heart, peace in his life. That will be lost as a consequence of committing shirk. These are the consequences, again, my brothers, which we need to take heed on, which we need to understand that these things are not for us to listen and forget. These are the things that we need to make sure that we goes deep down in our heart, and we should abstain from this act of shirk throughout our lives, so that we may understand the pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may expect and hope the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may attain the good in this life and the hereafter. These are the consequences of shirk, my brothers, that we face and encounter when we do or commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, this whole session was talking about the gravest, the most heinous crime against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've mentioned that the incentive, the compensation of committing shirk is nothing but hellfire. And even in this world, as we have mentioned, if a person commits shirk, number one, he is being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the peace within him, his life will be lost. Number three, he will be away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, his life will be unrest if he has this great crime in his life, that is shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us stick to tawheed, that is oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us abstain and abandon this great crime, shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that let our last breath be on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to end my talk, this session, with an ayah from Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, ayah number 99, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until certainty comes to you, until death comes to you. Never get involved in shirk, but make sure that you are in the worship, in the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.